This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Gregory Copley about King Charles III and the President of the United States. Mr. Trump asked in an open setting about joining the Commonwealth, said it was a good idea, he liked the king. What does this mean? The Commonwealth is the remnant of the British Empire, and the United States of America, then the colonies, was very happily a member of that empire and would be a member of the Commonwealth today, but for some unfortunate conversations in the late 18th century, misunderstandings, miscommunication, notes and letters passed back and forth across the Atlantic, taking weeks, some battles, and George Washington. It is fun to entertain rejoining the Commonwealth. It would give America a king. We need something to hold us together. Baseball is wonderful, but it doesn't quite do it the way a crown can do it. Oh, not my suggestion. Suggestion thrown to President Trump, and he said, maybe. Why not? I like the king. Much more of this to learn in the coming months. Here's Gregory to explain. More tonight.
And of course, we're now seeing the king embroiled in this new debate as to whether the United States should join the Commonwealth of Nations, of which the king is the head. This has come up in the last few days. It was, I think, a canard flown by the Sun newspaper in London that the king had suggested to President Trump that U.S. joins the Commonwealth. I don't believe that the king did that formally. President Trump was asked in the last day or so, he said, that sounds like a good idea. I like the king, which ignited a whirlwind of response from his MAGA base, saying that this, you know, is returning Britain to King George III and the like. So I don't think it's going to